You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Should we hit it?
Yeah.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
All right. Welcome, Alex, from Love Bucket. How are you?
Yeah, very good, man. It's becoming like a regular thing.
Good.
That's great.
It's extremely regular for us.
Yeah. We were so impressed by last week's cocktail that we went straight up to the Love Bucket after the show.
Yeah. How was your toasty?
It was good, actually. Yeah. You do a cheese toasty.
Cheese toasty, yep.
We went cheese toasty again. We got one of each and went halvesies, as you do when you're going out and with two of you. But I reckon the cheese one.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Love Bucket. Not just for cocktails. Cheese toasty game is strong.
Got to have it.
Yeah.
It was lush.
What's on the menu this evening?
All right. So, celebrating the fine weather, we're just going to do a little Citadel highball today. Nothing in particular, just sort of celebrating, you know, this delicious French gin that we have. So highball is basically just like a 3-ingredient drink, so tall, nice and refreshing for summer. So we've got some Citadel here, we've got a little bit of Campari, and the East Imperial Yuzu Tonic, which is a little favorite of mine. So it's a tonic made with a Japanese citrus called Yuzu, which is amazingly fragrant, a little bit bitter, but I'm just going to sort of balance out the...
I believe we might have had some of that up here in the past, and it's quite a bold.
It is a bold flavor, yeah. You got to use it. You don't want to be too heavy-handed. East Imperial stuff is a great mixer for the Citadel gin. If you're after a premium tonic to increase your gin and tonic game.
The gin.
Yep.
Now, just for anyone that is listening for the very first time, just give me a quick rundown on Citadel gin once more.
Cool. So this is a gin distilled in the Cognac region of France. Mm-hmm. It was basically one of two gins that really brought gin back to the forefront of the public perception of being something delicious to drink. So it's distilled in a cognac still, which is quite different. They use an open flame distillation method, which gives the gin a really nice creamy texture. It's also got 19 botanicals, so there's a lot of flavour in there.
That's powerful. That's a lot of botanicals.
I love that
botanics.
Word, actually. Botanics.
Botanics. All the spice, all the fragrance.
Nice. And just if I wanted to get some, I can get some from the Fine Wine Delivery Co. if I wanted to make this at home.
Oh, you definitely want to make this at home.
Okay, that's right.
Cool. All right, so we've got a nice tall glass here. We're going to put some fresh lemon and just squeeze it in. Probably about half a lemon, just a couple of wedges. And that'll give you freshness to the drink. We're going to ice this glass all the way up to the top. Highballs are super simple to make. You just basically build them over ice. So, find where I put my...
So you've actually come into the studio this evening with limes and with lemons?
Yeah.
Was that just a bit of a fluke?
It was just, I was just grabbing citrus willy-nilly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so we've got 30 mils of our Citadel gin that we're going to add to the glass now. And 15 mils of Campari.
This is looking pretty straightforward.
It is straightforward.
Is this?
This is something you can definitely do at home.
Is this a built drink?
This is a built drink.
Yes.
Indeed. Yeah. He's learning all the lingo.
John!
Cool.
Constructies.
So we've got our Campari, lemon, and ice in the glass. We're just very simply going to top it up with the Yuzu tonic and give it a little stir.
Now this has got really super square ice cubes in it, just for a nice appearance.
Absolutely. I mean, this is actually from Hoshizaki Ice Machine, all the way from Japan.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No. This is some of the most solid commercial ice that you can get, and it literally doesn't melt as fast, so you end up with a colder drink for longer.
How does one convince someone to... Is it just the rep of the ice machine?
Oh,
we need one.
Yeah, you basically got to have 20 grand and...
Okay.
A lot of garage space, you can freeze ice at home, chip it up yourself. It's not too difficult. That's what I do.
I actually watched. I think it was a Vice docker about.
You can freeze ice at home. I can back that up. That's definitely a thing you can.
Have
do.
You done it?
Yep, a couple times.
Cool. Yeah. You've got a freezer.
I'm not good at maintaining my ice. I'm good at getting that original ice that someone else has put in there.
Oh, you don't refill?
No, I'm not. Got some bad habits there.
Oh, selfish.
That's me. All right, so just a little sprig of rosemary to finish this drink off, and there we go. Citadel Highball, Yuzu Tonic, and Campari.
Actually, this looks
easy on the eye.
Look at it.
Interesting garnish. What have we got there? Rosemary, sorry. Mm.
Clean. Looks really clean.
Did you activate that rosemary at all?
I did. Gave a little clap, rub.
Yeah, good to know.
Get all the essential oils out.
Take a sip of it, Big Hungry.
I'm not sure if I can wait, mate. I'm going right in. You can take a photo of me sipping it. How's that sound? Now, I'm doing that toddler with a bottle. You know when they drink something and they do that look out the side of their eye? They're like, what's up? Don't look at me when I'm doing this. I'm doing that kind of kid thing.
Please don't make that noise while you're drinking.
Oh, it's refreshing. I don't recommend it. It's obviously not toddlers, but it's fantastic. Absolutely great drink.
Thank you.
And we haven't got a name for it, right?
Yum.
No, I mean, so yeah, highball is the style of cocktail.
Maybe I'm going to have a gin summer, eh?
Yeah. We could put it out to the audience.
I'm always like Campari. I just don't know where Campari fits with me.
Yeah.
But I think because there's so much citrus in this, it's just like really nice.
Yeah, the acid definitely helps balance out.
We haven't got anything to really bait anybody for because we've only got the Wonder Garden ticket, but if anybody would like to name the drink, you're welcome when you get sweet radio brags.
I know what it tastes like. It tastes like a grapefruit fruit juice.
It does actually, yeah. There you go.
There we go. If you're wondering what it tastes like out there, that's what it tastes like.
Slippery.
I can dig that.
Should we do a quick recap? What went down?
Yep.
So we've got nice tall glass, lemon, ice, lots of the Citadel gin, a little dash of Campari, and yuzu tonic, all garnished with rosemary.
Nice.
Very nice.
Cool. So making it up at Love Bucket, it's just the mystery drink at the moment.
Yeah. Let's just call it the Citadel Highball.
Yeah, Citadel's the man hero, and it's definitely shining through. It's very nice. It is a lovely drop, I will say. And I know heaps about gin.
All right,
a lot.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, Love Buckets. Thank you, Citadel Gin. Another triumphant week of Cocktail Corner.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.